In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Paul DeCoster. Hello, Paul.
How you doing, Andy?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, you go professionally by DeCoster, right?
That is correct, yes.
Why no Paul? What happened to Paul?
Well, the reason I don't do Paul is I just guess I want to basically stand out. You know, one of the things that actually inspired me was when I was in camp a long time ago, there were two Pauls, myself and a kid named Paul Sobel. So oftentimes people just refer to me by my last name. So in honor of that, I go by the name DeCoster.
Did your musical journey begin at the camp you just mentioned?
It actually did. That was the first place I learned how to play guitar. I learned how to play guitar at 11 years old. Well, it actually was very something which kind of saved me because it was, you know, it was not always an easy time at camp. And there was a very lovely man named John Porcino who taught me how to play guitar. And since that time, I've just like taken the ball and run with it.
Summer camp or music school or in regular school, there's always that one person that inspires them and they remember the person and they owe them a lot, you know?
Well, it just goes to show you that, you know, how teachers are very, very important because you never know what teacher you're going to remember
many
years from now. You always remember that one teacher that kind of like got you on the path you're on today.
They should put that over the door of any school. You never know,
no kidding.
So be careful what you say, right? I'm looking at your cool videos online, and it's a small band. It's you and a drummer, right?
Well, it's very interesting how that happened. See, the drummer that I'm working with is a guy by the name of Rich Kulsar. He's a brilliant drummer. We both met as sidemen in a group called Bobby Stewart and the Contrares, and we got another bass player on board by the name of Ryan Kotler, and we formed like a little power trio. So we performed a lot of in that format for quite a number of years. And then Ryan Kotler moved to Seattle. He and his wife had a daughter. Mm-hmm. And so then Richie and I said, well, what are we going to do? So we decided, hey, listen, we at one point had performed with me on acoustic guitar and him on a hand drum in this club out in Flatbush. So we said, you know what? Let's give that a shot. That has kind of evolved into a more world music direction. The last record that we did, Walking in the Sun, which you'll play the title track for, it was more in a pop music direction. And that was produced by a guy by the name of Fleza Doza. You spell it F-L-E-Z-A-D-O-Z-A.
Zed, okay.
Yeah, we call it Zed.
Now you say Zed. Where do we say Zed? Where are you living?
Well, I'm living over here in Brooklyn right now. I guess I've been to Canada a number of times, and you know, I've been to England a few times too, so it just kind of rubs off.
Let's talk about your trips to England and Canada. You did some busking on the streets, right?
Well, you know, what I did over in England, I was in London in November in just last year, and I had a wonderful time. I busked at, you know, clubs like King William's Pub in Soho. I busked over at, for this woman named Maria Ahern out in Surbiton, which is a suburb, and I busked over at a place called the Spice of Life. In fact, I've got a couple of videos up there from the Spice of Life.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD, Paul DeCoster. And you mentioned that you've written a lot of songs. Do you discard them as not being good enough, or do you kind of air them in public and say, well, let the public decide?
I do a little bit of both. I air them in public, and sometimes I'll bring out songs I haven't played in a long time. There's a couple of songs which I wrote a while back, and I said, you know what? Let's change the lyrics because to fit today's sensibilities. And I like that because, you know, it allows me to be flexible. You know, it allows me to always improve on whatever I'm doing and to try something different. I'm not one of these people that always says, well, music was better back in 20 years ago and it's not so good today. It's like, no. I mean, every generation has a different taste, has different sensibilities, and I honor that. And I want to be able to basically listen to what they have to say.
Let's talk about Walking in the Sun, the title track from your latest CD?
That's correct. Yeah, well, that's a song which is about leaving the past behind. I had a rather turbulent relationship, or it became that way, for about 13 years. You know, I held on as long as I could, but there was a point at which I just couldn't do it anymore. And
right.
One day when I was walking on the boardwalk of Coney Island, and it was a particularly sunny day, I said, you know what? It's time for me to go out walking in the sun and just search for new horizons. And that's exactly how the song evolved.
Well, you seem to have that positive attitude to begin with.
I've been very blessed. The type of person who wants to basically share the blessings with other people and wish the same for others as well.
Who else plays? Because I know there's other musicians on Walking in the Sun.
Fleza Doza plays a lot on the record. He plays like slide on that song, I Don't Really, which is the opening track. And he does a lot of the guitars. He did the bass for Walking in the Sun. He did a tremendous job. And he gave that Sting vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's got a little bit of a Sting thing going on. You got gigs coming up in the Hudson Valley?
Got quite a few. As a matter of fact, on September 29th, Richie and I are going to play at Peekskill Coffee House at 7 p.m. That's on 101 South Division Street in Peekskill, New York. And they've always been great to us. We're going to be there in October, November, and December. And I want to give a shout-out to a couple of people. Ethan, who makes terrific sandwiches, he's a really nice guy, and Randy, the music booker, who's a wonderful person who got us started on this journey, and also to Sarah Wise, who introduced me to the venue in the first place.
So, okay, how about your website?
My website is DeCosterMusic.com, and you can also catch me on Facebook at DeCoster, all caps. And one more plug, Rock Da Casbah, that's Rock Da, D-A, in lieu of the. And that's over on 216 Main Street in Saugerties, New York. That's going to be at 8 p.m. on September 30th. And a shout-out to Judy and Cody, who are the owners of that place.
He's Paul DeCoster of DeCoster. Find him at DeCosterMusic.com. Here's the song, Walking in the Sun. Paul, congratulations and thanks for joining us in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you so much, Andy. It's been a pleasure.